Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I thank you. I praise you, God.
Promise to you. This is your word.
Don't
give up on God. For you won't give up on you. Listen, he's able. I feel God in the room. He's able. I need a crazy worshiper.
Don't you give up on God.
I see somebody there. You feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is a lie. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you why. He's able.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. Hey, man, God bless you, champions, and each and every one that's tuned in tonight to the weekly word workout with Lady T. Praise God. I know the voice sounds different than Lady T's. I'm Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Hey, man, filling in for the Honorable Thelma Monroe Butler. Praise God. I tell you, it's been a blessed week. It's a God-moving week. Hey, man, and she is overwhelmed right now with a graduation, but she's going to be exalted to her diligence and her school, amen, to get her master's in theology, amen, and to do the work of the Lord, amen. She has some very important things to handle. Therefore, the Honorable Bishop Thurman A. Butler, I am filling in tonight, amen, and pray that I can bless you, praise God, the way that she has been bringing the blessing to you on Wednesday nights here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. We honor each and every one in their respective positions, and I'm just going to go right into the word of God tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. You'll find me in the gospel according to St. Matthew's chapter 12. Amen. And if we were to put this in a title, I would simply say, he's able. That's right. He's able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Is your power on? Has your power been disconnected? Can you hit the switch and step into the power tonight? Amen. To God be the glory. Matthew's chapter 12, verse 22, you will find these words. Then was brought unto him. Then was brought unto him. Sometimes in life, glory be to God, you can be somewhere other than where you need to be. Sometimes you may not know how you got there. You may not know how long you'll remain there. You're not sure if this is where you're supposed to be. But it sounds like a situation that somebody was somewhere that was not the best place for them. So the word of God declared that they was brought unto him. Who is him? It's him that is able. They brought him to someone that has authority. Somebody that has vision. Somebody that has provision. They were brought unto him. Situation that was before them. And the situation declares that they brought unto him one that was possessed with the devil. If I can lay some foundation tonight, I want to let you know, don't fear each time you hear the word devil. Don't you fear each time you hear the word demon. Don't you fear when you hear words that describe the condition of an individual. Because God is so far bigger than the condition. He's only worried about the position. If you are in any condition, I want to let you know tonight that conditions change. People change. Situations change. And you can find yourself in a condition, but never let it change your position. Someone might say, Bishop, what are you talking about, position? The position of your heart. You can go through seasons. You can go through changes. You can go through tribulations. You can go through trials and persecutions. But you must never let it change the condition of your heart. Once it changes the condition of your heart, then it begins to affect who you are. Because it begins to affect your actions. When something affects your actions, it is seeds being sown into your emotions. Seeds that are being sown into your intellectual thinking. And when thoughts are planted, and seeds are planted in your thoughts, when seeds are planted in your emotions, when seeds are planted, come on, you have to know that there are going to spring up harvest. Somewhere along the line, this individual that they brought unto him had some seeds sown somewhere. And the seed sown produced possession. Now, I know we in the church, we that are spiritual, we that are seeking God and seeking the power of God, when we hear possession, we automatically think that someone is overcome. But possession doesn't mean you're overcome. It means at that particular time, you are under the leading of. And we all have been under the leading of principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness. We have all been under attack. And sometimes under attack, there's submission that arises. That is a form of possession. It doesn't mean you're bound forever. It just means that you're not inheriting that second, the kingdom thinking. It's just an overtaking. And the Bible declares, if someone, a brother, sister, child, adult, has been overtaken by a fall, ye which are spiritual have a job to do. Do I have any champions looking to be hired by God? How about CA? Are you a champion looking to be used by God? Look and glory be to God to be hired in the kingdom. Because they which are spiritual, your job is to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. One caution that the Bible gives us, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So as much as lieth within you, you must be willing to minister restoration. That's to anyone. Well, this individual that found himself in a place that wasn't in the light of God. Someone on the outside recognized, and they knew that the answer was, get him to Jesus. Hey, glory to be to God. Some things can never be healed, never delivered, never set free if they don't get to Jesus. Well, glory be to God. Verse 22 opens up with them bringing him to Jesus. He was blind and dumb. Well, I don't believe it was physical death. You let your Holy Ghost imagination take you where you need to go for revelatory knowledge of the verse. Because there's more ways to be blind than visual. You may have 20/20 vision visually and be totally blind spiritually. Or you might see real good naturally and totally blind emotionally. Or you might can see, glory be to God, like you got infrared in the dark. Hey, glory be to God. But spiritually blind. Well, the reason why I come to that conclusion, because it says not only was he blind, he was dumb. Hey, glory be to God. And dumb don't mean ignorant of knowledge. Dumb don't always mean a lack of understanding or the ability to understand. Dumb means, glory be to God, some things inside of them couldn't get the message. Hey, glory be to God. How many people walking in the earth that cannot get the message? How many people are living their life day by day and you don't get the message? Hey, glory be to God. When a message is sent, you hear something else. When a message is sung, you do something else. When a message is sung, you act another way. Glory be to God. You just might be dumb. Dumb is the inability to hear God. Dumb is the inability to flow and follow the Holy Spirit condition. He was in the condition, glory be to God, that he would maybe, possibly, Holy Ghost imagination speaking, never found his way to Jesus. But somebody was willing to help. Hey, glory be to God. Are you willing to help somebody tonight, champion? Or is your life so consumed and caught up on yourself that no one really, really matters? Oh, you may have a little compassion, and people matter to a certain point. How about CA? But God is looking to hire somebody that'll go the extra mile for someone. Are you that champion tonight? Are you that person that'll lay down your life as our big brother Jesus did? For the sake of someone else, will you take on sin, shame, and unrighteousness, persecution for righteousness' sake, for someone else? Because everybody don't see what you see. Child of God, everybody can't hear like you hear. Everybody haven't made it to Jesus like you made it tonight, champion. You ought to give God a praise because you're one of the ones that made it. Habasia. You're one of the ones that overcame. You're one of the ones. Come on, somebody. Habasindia. Because everybody haven't made it over. Some people are stuck. Some people are overtaken. and some are even possessed. That means that they're operating in what they're feeling, what they're thinking. How about CA? Everybody don't got the will to fight to obey the Spirit of God. This man was possessed, blind and dumb. And the people, when they brought him to Jesus, the word of God said he healed them. He didn't condemn him. He didn't get angry with him. He didn't get upset with him. He healed them. Some people need somebody to stop getting all upset at them. Stop getting all angry at them. Stop walking in unforgiveness with them. Glory be to God. And let God use you to heal them. Hey, glory be to God. Jesus didn't look at why you're like that. Jesus didn't ask him what happened to him. Jesus didn't ask him the circumstance or the situation. Jesus healed him. And so much that the blind and dumb, he spoke and saw. Don't you understand, champion, that when God heals a person, they'll speak different. When God heals a person, they'll see different. When God heals a person, they'll feel different. When God heals a person, they'll walk different. Good God Almighty, you need the desire for God to heal that which remains. The body of Christ, we're throwing away too many people. We're throwing away too many sinners in need of Jesus. We're throwing away too many good people that have been overtaken. If a person is overtaken in a fall, that don't mean bury them, kill them, and stop and walk over them and keep on marching in the name of Jesus. The body of Christ is the only army that I know that bury their wounded. I'm moving on. But we have champions, generals in the army. And if they get hit by a fiery dart, if they get bit by a serpent, if they trip and stumble, we are the only army that dig a pit to throw them in. How about ye? Bury them and keep shouting and marching right on over them. Huh. Glory be to God. No phone call, no prayer, no intercession, no ministering. Just keep right on moving like they never existed. As a matter of fact, throw some more dirt on them while they dead. Throw some more dirt on them while they're buried. Tabasie. But what men call buried, God called planted. Hey, glory be to God. And the same one that people are burying, God has planted them in the likeness of Christ, and he will raise them back up in the image of Christ. Hey, thank you, Lord God. He's looking for a champion. He's looking for someone that wants to be hired. He's looking for somebody, glory be to God. The book of Hebrews declare, glory be to God, that every high priest taken from man, Haba Shenda, every high priest is taken from man, Haba Sanda, he's sanctified, he's brought up in the presence of God, he's made, Halama Sanda, that he can get back to the people of God and offer sacrifices for sin, for those who are ignorant and out of the way. The Bible didn't stop there. He says, knowing that he himself is compassed with infirmities. So he's not pointing fingers. He's learning how to give compassion, how to heal, deliver, and set free the individual that is ignorant and out of the way. Don't you be surprised at the actions of an individual when they are uninformed, that's ignorant. Not, that don't mean that they're, I hate to use the word stupid. That doesn't mean that. Ignorant means their lack of knowledge and understanding and information that's needed to get them in the way. Well, God declares in Matthew 12 that he healed them. Habasie, and their whole speaking changed. Their whole way of seeing changed. And all the people were amazed and said, is not this the son of David, meaning lineage. When they say the son of David, they're talking about a lineage, somebody who got some roots, some time spent. Hey, glory to God, some seeds that's germinated and manifested in the harvest of a son is in the life of the individual. But when the Pharisees heard it, verse 24, you know, the Pharisees, they, in their heart, was good people. They just couldn't see God anymore. They were wise, but yet became dumb. The Pharisees kept with the scribes and the Sadducees the law of Moses throughout the 400 years of silence where God didn't speak. In between the Old Testament and the New Testament, when God was silent, these are the people that stood on the last word they heard from God. But I want to encourage somebody tonight. You have to follow the Spirit enough to move on from the last word that you heard, Tabasie, and move into what God is saying right now. Some people are stuck on a 20-year-old testimony. You trying to live on what you remember God did before. You standing on what God said before. But what if God is speaking right now? Champion, are you available to hear God right now? Are you walking by faith? Or are you living in yesterday's acquaintance, yesterday's relationship, today's word? Well, that's who the Pharisees were. So though there was people that had enough love to recognize somebody need Jesus. Verse 24 says that when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fella doeth not but cast out devils. Let me tell you something. Spiritual people can see spiritual things. Natural people can even see spiritual things at times on a certain level. The Bible says that the works of the flesh are made manifest, meaning that things that occur here in the natural, you don't need Holy Ghost discernment to see everything. They knew that he was blind, but now he sees. They knew that he was dumb, but now he saw and talked. So even these religious, sanctified, self-righteous children of Abraham seeing that something was cast out. Can I encourage you tonight, champion? When God uses you, people can't deny it. They can try all they want. They can deny it all they want, but they see when God is moving inside of you. They know when the power of God has entered in at your command. Have I seen it? They know the anointing is upon your life when you speak the word of God. So they could not deny that the devil was cast out. You have to watch how the enemy is trying to strategize. He knew he could not deny nor fight that the devil was cast out. So he said, well, this fellow is casting out demons. But by Beelzebub, Beelzebub means the Lord of the flies. I'm not going to get into that. Y'all know how unhealthy a fly is. You know, the favorite thing that flies love to fly around. If it ain't disintegrating, if it ain't magnets all in it, if it's not waste, flies don't want to be around it. So what they were saying is that he's using the spirit of death, the spirit of destruction, the spirit of glory be to God, everything opposite from the Lord our God. So he said, he cast out devils. But by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. Well, Jesus heard the statement. Sometimes you got to hear and know where to go. They had came at him so many different ways, but he knew how to respond. And I want to tell a champion right now who have the heart for people, and glory be to God, they see God, but they don't see you. How about CA? They see God, but they don't see your heart. They see God, but they don't see your intentions. You have to know how to respond. You can't let him push your buttons. Come on, champion, I want you to come up higher tonight. Stop letting people push your buttons. Satan knew, glory be to God, he couldn't deny the miracle, glory be to God, so he tried to push another button. But the Lord God, our Savior, knew how to respond. Verse 25 says that Jesus knew their thoughts. Sometimes you can see, right, what's attacking a person. You can see their thoughts in their mind. You can see the answer for them. Good God Almighty, you can see what's causing the reaction that they give. But it's just a thought. It's just a overtaking. It's just a bondage. It's just a temporary possession. And we that are strong, hallelujah, have to bear the infirmities of the weak and not please ourselves. I'm trying to minister to somebody's soul today. Don't think about yourself. If you think about yourself, you'll react in the natural. If you're thinking about yourself, you'll feel the pain of tribulation, persecution, and you'll respond not as God responds, for the righteousness of God is not displayed in vengeance of man. We got to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, because the wrath of man cannot produce the righteousness of God. Jesus knew their thoughts. That's what caused them to say the words that they said, their thoughts. But he said unto them, every kingdom. Oh, good God Almighty. Every kingdom. For so long we've thought that the kingdom was heaven. The kingdom is not a place. The kingdom is a people. That's why you have different kingdoms. Because it's the people that makes up the kingdom. The kingdom is not a place. People. And he said every people, every tribe, every church, every family, y'all don't hear me, every glory be to God, kingdom divided against itself. Champion, I hope you believe the Bible is right tonight. I hope you believe in the word of God tonight. But not only is this the word of God, this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was without sin. He said every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. If you looked in the synoptic gospels, meaning in another gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it says every kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. It cannot survive. Satan is the author of confusion. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So a kingdom divided against itself. I'm not talking mathematics right now, though division would fall in that category. But when he says divide, he's using that analogy. A divided kingdom is division. See? And division is more than one vision, more than one thought, more than one sight, more than one understanding, more than one purpose. But it shall not stand. It's brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. What Jesus was telling them, he knows who he stands for. He knows what he stands for. He knows the purpose and the mission for which he came. So what he was saying, glory be to God, he knew whose side he's leaning on. Whose side he's standing on. And I want to ask somebody, spirit tonight, how about CA? Whose side are you standing on? Because the side you're standing on determines the God you serve. It determines the word you say amen to. It determines the spirit, glory be to God, that you're yielding to. Whose side are you standing on? Placing God where neither mother, father, sister, or brother, children or grandchildren, can cause you to side against God. The Bible declares, I come to turn mother against daughter, father against son. They don't mean it like they want that division. But what God is saying, there's a line between right and wrong, righteousness and unrighteousness. And you got to call right, right, and you have to call wrong, wrong. And it doesn't matter who it is. It's time to be a champion. It's time to stand and say right is right, wrong is wrong. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. Take unto you the mind of Christ. Take unto you being transformed into the image. And let the Lord have his way. Some things, glory be to God, is hard. But somebody needs you to bring them to Jesus. We can't bring them to philosophy. We can't bring them to our own thoughts, nor our own feelings. Come on, CA. We got to bring them to Jesus so that they may be healed. So that they might see again, think again, feel right again. Satan is a master illusionist. He'll have you tap in to things to drift you away from love, from God, from unity, from family. You'll be drifting and never recognized. But Jesus, the Bible declares in verse 25 that he knew their thoughts. And he said to them, if Satan cast out Satan, even he is divided. We have a lot of church members, religious members, knowing that we're not being led by God, trying to cast out things from somebody else we believe ain't led by God. And if that was the case, it's Satan casting out Satan. They have a saying in the world today that two wrongs don't make a right. But I'm telling you, three lefts will make a right. Let me leave that one alone. I think three or four won't make a right. Listen, people of God, even Satan cannot cast out Satan because it's division. Division is death. It's a time for loyalty. It's a time, glory be to God, for the army of God to arise and let the enemy be scattered. God is building a church within the church. He's touching those right next to you in the pew. He's dealing with those, glory be to God, when he ain't dealing with you. And he's dealing with you when he ain't dealing with others. Good God Almighty, God is perfecting his saints. He's perfecting those that he's chosen. There's a standard, Habalah, that God believes in, that God have commissioned. He didn't fight. He explained to them that if Satan casts out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? He said, and if by Beelzebub I cast out devils, because you are saying I am a part of Beelzebub's kingdom, and Beelzebub kingdom, the Lord of the flies, is in unity with Satan. So if you say that I'm Satan, if you say that I'm bad, just watch how Jesus handled them. He said, if I cast out devils, that you see the devil is cast out by the Spirit of God, what? He said, I cast out the devils, you see him gone, then whom do your children cast them out by? How, glory be to God, if it's not God, but he's doing the work of God. Spirits are being cast out. Blind eyes are being opened. Legs are growing back. Come on and talk to me, champion, tonight. If you're doing the work and the manifestation is there, Hanaboshanda, they may say what they want. But just keep doing the work, child of God. Just keep doing what God is leading you to do, child of God. Somebody don't understand, child of God, but I want to let you know the response is, well, if it's not God, but it's setting people free to serve God, then who are you serving that's saying it ain't God? Because Satan can cast out Satan. And if a devil is in a person and you bring them life, you bring them peace, you bring them joy, you bring them the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, then you working against Satan's kingdom. So he says in verse 28, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. And it's time to yield. Child of God, the Bible declares, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart as in the day of the provocation, where they tempted him, felt his wrath, shut down cities. But if you hear my voice and open up, I'll come and I will sup to you. The Bible declares that he that cometh unto me, I will in no way cast out. The light is shined. You can't be so hardened of heart. You cannot be so stuck and fleshly emotions that you don't open up and let him in. God is saving more than ever, child of God, tonight. He is moving more than ever, child of God, tonight. He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish tonight, but that all would come unto repentance tonight. I'm placing out the call to the champions tonight. Go and restore, glory be to God, the kingdom to God. Go and let God use you, glory be to God, to help somebody out of their situation. Help somebody out of their emotions. Help somebody out of their feelings. Help somebody out. For they are waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Amen. Ain't that all right, champions? Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I wish my wife was here to help me tonight. I tell you, she can really bring out some things in my spirit. It's a oneness that God just feeds between the two. Amen. But I'm standing here, glory be to God, in her prayers alone, making it through. He declared in verse 29, how can one enter into a strong man's house? How can one infiltrate your temple? How can one infiltrate your natural home?
Do you know that the enemy just wants you to let him in? He wants you to open the door, open the windows, because once he's in, he going to turn what's good bad. They sing a song back in the church, "Don't let the devil ride." If you let him ride, he want to drive. He'll be your boss, then your soul will be lost. He'll let you down and turn your life around. So don't let him ride. See, once he enter in, you're fighting an uphill battle. I want to encourage somebody tonight to hold on to that which was given unto you. Hold on, glory be to God, that was sown in you. Hold on to what you know, glory be to God, God is doing in you. For the Bible declares that when the word of God is sown, Satan comes immediately to snatch the word from you, champion. Hallelujah. He don't want you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. So soon as light comes, he tries to blind the person from receiving light. But we speak, blind eyes open tonight. We speak, how about sending our heart and hearts to soften back up? We speak the dumb to speak and declare the righteousness of God. We speak deliverance over the souls of those that are in heavy burdens, fights that they don't know how to get the victory. We touch and agree on this line even tonight that the righteousness of God might be fulfilled in us. He said, how? For strong, how can a strong man come and spoil his goods? Except he first bind the strong man. He has no authority. He has no power. But he has deceptions and wiles and trickery. And don't you get bound tonight, child of God, by the strategies of the enemy, Habasiye. Don't you get bound tonight by the cares of this world. Don't you get bound tonight by the natural. He can't enter in your house unless he first binds you. Child of God, tonight, don't you hold on to anything that you can't let her go of that will bind you and allow him to enter. You got to make up your mind tonight. If mama don't go, if daddy don't go, if children don't go, you will not use that Satan to bind me so you can spoil what God got for me. Play fair, child of God. He'll use anything. He'll use anybody. But I want to encourage you tonight that greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. You shall mount up. You can go in and out. Find good pastures. You can have a table set before you. You don't have to be bound. He said the only way that he can get in and spoil your goods, he must first bind Habasiye, the strong man. Then he will spoil his house. The Lord our God came to a conclusion that once an individual have released his house, have released his heart, have released his mind, have released his emotions, and is bound, spoiled. Then it's an uphill battle. He said, glory be to God. He that is not with me, don't matter how long they've been in the church, doesn't matter a position that they may hold. It doesn't matter the call on an individual's life. He that is not with division is causing division. Ah, come on, somebody. It can be on your job. It can be on your house. It can be on your neighborhood. If they're not in the flow that you're in, then there's two flows. And whenever there's two, it's a division. Divided. Habasie. He said, he that is not with me is against me. And it's such an important time, child of God. You got to know who's really down with you. You need a ride or die people around you. You don't need nobody against you, glory be to God, trying, Habashanda, to enter in and destroy and spoil your goods. I don't care what they say. I don't care how they look. I don't care what they give. If you're not with me, you are against me. Hey, come on, somebody. You cannot survive. You have to be led by God. He said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. And then let him do the separating. He said, he that's not with me, scatter abroad. In his conclusion, in closing, he said, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy will be forgiven. Children of God, you got to forgive. It don't matter if a person is in sin or wrong or what they're doing. Forgive them. Blasphemy is false testimony, false witnesses. Folk will do and say all kind of manner of things against you. It's blasphemy. But it shall be forgiven. But when you blaspheme the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. People of God, walk in love. So allow, fulfill the call over your life. Amen. This is Bishop Thurman A. Butler trying to do my very best on your weekly word workout with Lady T. Praise God. I pray, God, that I stood in honor of her representation. She'll be back next week. I encourage each and everyone to come back and, hallelujah, be fed from the woman of God. Love you all. Come back on Friday night. Good God Almighty, the fire is falling. Come Sunday morning, wisdom and revelational worship is here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, Undisputed Truth Ministries in Henrico, Virginia. Always in the Word, because if it's in the Word, it's undisputed. God bless you. Love you tonight. Look forward to seeing you next week on the Weekly Word Workout. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.